land that he can use.
I think it said the King James Version.
Just for the record, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints uses the Bible, the King James Version of the...
Well, the Mormon says we changed the Bible.
Let me just explain one thing. I really feel for the people that truly believe within themselves that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has altered the King James Version of the Bible that we use. Mm-hmm. I really feel bad for them. You know, if they want to see, if they're so in need of information of, oh, what Bible does the Mormons use? What version of the Bible do they use? And they constantly contend with, oh, they changed verses inside of it. Please, pick up your own version of the King James. Order one from LDS.org. You can go online and have it sent to you totally for free and compare the two.
Okay, you need to clarify that there's... Okay, I think where a lot of people get that confused is we have the Book of Mormon, right? And I think they think that the Book of Mormon is your replacement for the Bible. Now, I know different, but these people need to understand that there's the King James Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price, which all those but the King James Bible are a Latter-day Saint material, but that you never went in and changed the Bible. You have another testament of Jesus Christ.
Those four books that you just told there is the full gospel that Heavenly Father has entitled us to have today. That is the full gospel that Jesus Christ has set up here on this earth and that we need.
So do you can clarify for say to the people, it's like, okay, these are the books you use. I want you to state the books you use that you guys study from inside of the Latter-day Saint Church.
The books that are used in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, there's four different books, and I'll touch basis on the first two, and I'll have my friend touch basis on the second two. The first one being the Holy Bible, King James Version. The second one is being the Book of Mormon. Now, the Book of Mormon comes from a translation through a prophet named Joseph Smith. Okay? He translated the golden plates into what we call the Book of Mormon nowadays. And we believe in that Book of Mormon as being so true is because it has only been translated once. And that was from those golden plates that he looked at and that he was able to translate from.
You're stuck.
So now we have what we call the Doctrine and Covenants and the Pearl of Great Price. The Doctrine and Covenants is a volume of scripture that we believe Joseph Smith was a prophet. Therefore, just as the prophets of old, when God would communicate with them and give them commandments and things like that, then they would write down the things that God told them. And so that is the same thing. That's what the Doctrine and Covenants is. It's revelations given to Joseph Smith the prophet through Jesus Christ, and he has wrote those down, and that's where we get the Doctrine and Covenants from. The Pearl of Great Price is a volume of scripture that Joseph Smith translated as well by the gift and power of God.
Now, how do you come upon those?
Yeah, how did those two come about? Those two. I know about the DNC. How did the Pearl of Great Price come about?
Pearl of Great Price, Joseph Smith was brought some ancient rolls of papyrus scroll, and he was able to translate those into the Pearl of Great Price.
Oh, is there like a general theme behind the Pearl of Great Price? The Book of Mormon is another testament of Jesus Christ, right?
Exactly.
You want to say that?
The Book of Mormon is another testament of Jesus Christ, yes.
What is the Pearl of Great Price then? Where does it fit in the picture of the book? Is it more of what Jesus said, or?
The Pearl of Great Price deals more with the creation or the beginning of the world and the things that went on with the creation and with Adam and Eve and the fall of Adam and Eve as well. And it goes through and explains that and helps to clarify that as well.
Just so everybody knows, neither of these young gentlemen have been married yet, but that's all right. I'm sure it's going to happen for them both. But what I want to touch on is a lot of people talk about the whole, the whole polygamy thing that's been wrapped around the Mormon Church. I was reading material how they were like, well, Joseph Smith had like all these women and all this stuff, and I'm just wondering how much you know about that, what you can tell the people, what is truth and what isn't, so they know.
Well, polygamy has been around before the 1820s with Brigham Young and that. It goes back to biblical times. And what it was a commandment of the Lord. When he authorized it, then the people practiced it. And it was the same. Joseph Smith, he actually never had more than one wife. He only married one woman. But a few of the other prophets, they did have more than one wife. And we believe because God commanded it. And when God commands, we believe that we should obey. But then after a while, it was taken away because of different reasons, such as laws, and it wasn't necessary. One of the things that most people don't know is that not everybody in the church could just go around marrying any woman they wanted. It was a calling, and they were actually asked to marry the different women, and though all those involved, the wives and the husband, were all asked before it happened if they would feel right doing it. And so it's not just everyone going around and marrying as many wives as they want and whoever they wanted. It was a calling. And also, for one of the reasons is when the saints were coming across the plains to escape the persecution that they were getting, many husbands and many people died, and so that left many widows and fatherless children. And so we know that in our church we believe that a family is made up of a man and a woman, and so in order to provide that father figure for those children and that support for the women who have lost their husbands, it was necessary so that they could go on functioning with as normal life as they possibly could.
Yeah, I'm just going to cover a whole bunch of stuff. So, all right, Mitt Romney. Okay, how did you feel when he was running for president? How do you feel that since he dropped out? Do you think that had he become president, it would have made a huge difference in the United States considering the situation they're in?
Mitt Romney is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He's been a great member of the church, a great leader, but he has his beliefs in religion, and he has beliefs in many other things. But it comes down to the line of where he has shown himself to be worthy to be a politician. His father was also a governor.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah. That's how he's really known for, is his dad. With Mitt Romney running for president, it was a great thing to see happen. He did the right thing with dropping out, though. There was lots of money involved with it. Was his own money. And knowing the other things that were coming up against him, there was no way that he was able to win. So he did the right thing, and that was to drop out and not waste his money. As we know in the U.S. politics, a president is reelected every 4 years, and that is his plan He is going to go back for it in 4 years after this next coming. But your other question with, if he was elected president of the United States, would it change things? He has his own way of doing things. But as we know, the U.S. government, it is ran on a system of Congress. And the president of the United States, he has very little pull with things, believe it or not. Now, far as a religious thing on Mitt Romney, is he has...